like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Courtney DeSando.
And this is It's Movie Time. Court, we need something to uplift our friends here who have been the prisoners of the virus.
The modern day prisoners is really what we all are right now.
Yes,
prisoners
right.
of our own world, really. Wow, Shawshank Redemption, I think, was the perfect pick for this week.
All right.
Definitely.
First of all, it's available on Netflix and probably several other platforms for people who are in and watching. And ordinarily, we do contemporary movies.
Well, this one stands the test of time, though. Don't you think, Dad?
Oh,
it is totally a perfect package.
You know, Courtney, Shawshank Redemption is the number one movie on IMDb. That's the Internet Movie Database, for those of you who don't know, the Bible of our business.
It really is just perfect in the way that it takes you through the story. You're completely captivated. You're right in the moment. Your close-ups on Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman are just perfect. You're with them in there.
How about Morgan Freeman's voice?
Wow.
Do you think that works?
No, not at all. Not at all.
See, he does the narration. Look at Shawshank State Prison, a fiction in Maine, because of course this is adapted from a Stephen King novella.
Right.
Filmed no more than an hour away from us at Mansfield.
Yes, absolutely. And some of the most famous scenes you can find along some of the prettiest roads there in the back roads of Ohio.
You can tour the prison, if I'm not wrong.
I think so. I think they have that. And if you just drive one of those roads out to Amish country, you can see the field with the stone and the big tree.
Give me the skinny of this. Why is this good for us?
I think it's good because it shows you that even when you are in a prison and you think, oh, he didn't do it, but really when he owns the fact that he was responsible for his wife's death because he pushed her away, and that's how he ended up in prison.
He meaning?
Tim Robbins' character.
Tim Robbins.
He is in there because of his own actions, and when he takes ownership of that and really makes the prison his world is really when it becomes incredible.
And Morgan Freeman?
Being the buddy, the best friend.
He's the only one who admit that he murdered.
Yeah, he says, well, you know what? I did it. Everyone else didn't do it but me. You know, it is a redemptive movie. It is about coming from the bad and going into the good, and you're not thinking about it as an escape movie until it happens.
Good.
The whole time you're in the jail with him.
What it shows is that Robbins' character was formerly a vice president, a banker, and he knows his finance. So he worms his way into the psyches of the warden and guards and other prisoners and helping them financially.
And getting them the library. So he does so many good things while he's in there. You're feeling the pain because, I mean, they show very, very physical violence.
The unromantic part of this film is the first part where he's raped several times.
Yes.
But after that, it switches to the romantic.
Yeah, they're all walking around at some point, and I was, is that a library in downtown Minneapolis? Or are you in prison?
You're right. Because the operative theme here is hope.
And not to lose it.
Yes.
And he was so quiet about what he was really doing. You thought the level of what he was carving and all of the library and all those things, but really he was digging his way out.
All right, I know.
Fistful by fistful.
All this highly improbable. It reminded me a little bit of Silence of the Lambs with the very bad warden. Definitely over the top.
Yes, he was just, the warden was the most evil, the most horrible, does terrible, terrible things
and,
to him.
And all their prisoner buddies are just as sweet as can be.
The nicest guys. You're like, I want that guy. I want that group of guys to hang. They were just so wonderful. Everyone was so nice.
And we're living in this right now. We're just hoping we can, as we're recording, we're hoping that we can get out of the tyranny of this virus.
But while you can't, is what your attitude is while you're in it is what makes or breaks the experience.
Exactly.
It's what it is.
Doesn't this show us that you're somehow going to have to be creative and optimistic?
That's right.
Even in the worst of situations?
Looking forward, making little tiny incremental steps to when it gets back to okay, and just thinking you're going to get through it. But he had to be in that place. He had to be in that place for how many decades was he in there? Tim Robbins did not age
did
a single
not.
Day.
He did not.
Morgan Freeman got very gray. But
right, I know.
I think the reason why it's so popular is it's so satisfying. You feel like you just had a big meal, and you don't feel like there was any part of it that was left out.
That's very
good. You get all of the boxes marked off.
Right, that's
right. And a satisfying feeling in the end.
Courtney DeSando, what grade would you give The Shawshank Redemption?
An absolute A.
And I'm going to give it an A-. Enjoy yourself an evening of hope.
Absolutely. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.